She let out a quiet little murmur of sound that was too relaxed to be a chuckle. Did it displease you? No, I said at once. God, no, nothing like that. Then why apologize? She said. I coughed. I just figured that a girl who came of age during the reign of Queen Victoria would be a little more conservative. Lucio let out a wicked little laugh that time. Victoria was British, she said. I'm Italian. Bit of a difference, then, I asked. Just a little, she replied. When I was young, I posed for a number of painters and sculptors, you know. She tilted her head back and washed her throat as she spoke. Though that was in my original body, of course. Right. The one that had been stolen by an insane necromancer, leaving Lucio's mind permanently trapped in a loner. A really young, fit, lovely loner. I don't see how the one you're in now could possibly come up short by comparison. She opened her eyes and flashed me a smile that was entirely too pleased and girlish. Thank you. But I would not have you misunderstanding me. I'd avail myself of your shower, after being soaked in that foul soup. But the archive is on your bed, and Kincaid has closed the door. He's resting too, and I'd rather not have him go for my throat before he wakes. And you were asleep, so... She gave a little shrug of her shoulders. It did really interesting things to the shadows the fire cast upon her skin, and I was suddenly glad of all the blankets piled on me. Are you feeling all right? Lucio asked me. I'll live, I said. It was gallant of you to face down Kincaid like that. No problem. He's an ass. A very dangerous one, Lucio said. I wouldn't have traveled with him if I had not seen him pass through the security checkpoint in Boston. She rose, dropped the washcloth in the basin, and pulled her shirt on, giving me a rather intriguing view of her back and waist silhouetted against the firelight. I sighed. Moment over. Back to business. What were you doing traveling with them? I asked. Bringing them here for the parley, she replied. Parley? The archive contacted Nicodemus Arcleon regarding our accusations. He agreed to meet with us here in Chicago to discuss the matter. You are the initiating party in this instance, and I'm here to serve as your second. I blinked at her. You? My second? She turned to face me as she finished buttoning her shirt and smiled faintly. Duty before ego. Relatively few of the wardens with sufficient seasoning for the role were willing. I thought it might be best if you worked with me instead of Morgan. That's why they pay you the big bucks, Cap. That keen interpersonal insight. That, and because I'm quite good at killing things, Lucio said, nodding. She turned to the fireplace and took Guard's little wooden box off the mantle. Dresden. Hell's bells, I breathed, sitting up. Captain, that thing is dangerous. Put it down. I snapped out that last in a tone of pure authority. One I'd gotten used to when working with Molly and various folks I'd met through the Paranet.